Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
We went to see the most incredible speaker yesterday.
Del Toro O'Neill.
Doctor.
Del Toro, and I think it's just Neil.
Delatoro.
Delatoro.
Are you saying it correctly?
Del Toro? Delatoro.
Do we even know who we went to see?
All I know is he's amazing.
All I know is we know who we heard, and he was awesome.
Mufasa is what I want to call
him. He has an alter ego. He says whenever you speak, you should have an alter ego. That way, if you don't want to do something in your life, then you turn into your alter ego. Yeah.
You're not responsible for what the Hulk does.
The Hulk. Oh, that's his other alter ego. You're confusing me
Bruce
today. The
Bruce Banner's not responsible for what the Hulk does.
Okay, so he had, just even in the first 5 minutes of speaking, he dropped some nuggets.
He's famous for his one-liners.
I was taking notes as fast as I could, and then finally I pulled out my phone and I hit the record button. And I know that speakers hate it when you do that, but I literally went to my voice memo and I hit the record button, and then I like tucked it under my leg, and I was like, I'm totally gonna get busted
for
recording it because that is so against the rules.
It was a pocket dial.
That is so against the rules. But the first thing he had us do was he had everyone in the room. He said, do you know what the biggest room in the world is?
I think I knew, but I didn't know exactly where it was going.
Room for improvement.
Yeah, baby.
And then he had everyone reach as high as they can, which I've done this I don't know how many times. I mean, every self-improvement workshop you go to, they're like, reach as high as you can to the sky. Now reach even higher. Now reach even higher. And then the point of the exercise is when someone is pushing you,
you can always go higher.
You can always go higher.
And if you're not standing in your chair and jumping, you're not reaching as high as you
can. There's always some dildo who's standing on his chair.
Did you say dildo?
Yeah, I did. Because there's always some idiot which is like, oh, I've done this exercise before. And they're like showing everybody up. And they're standing on their chair going, I'm reaching the highest. And you're sitting there going, okay, we get the point of the exercise. But he even took it a step further. Dr. Delatoro O'Neill. Or Neil.
It's one of the two.
Oh, my gosh. We don't know.
Names are important, though. I'm going to look it up. It'll be in the podcast notes.
Oh, gosh. He said, we're all like wheelbarrows. And
we'll only go as far as we're pushed.
We will only go as far as we are pushed.
And we are
which
ready
is why,
to be pushed.
Which is why it's so important to have a coach sometimes.
Yes.
Because you know what? If you are at the gym and you are exercising, we all...
I know, I'm done after set one.
Well, we all go there with the intention of wanting to be our best self and wanting to exercise.
I'm going to get a six pack.
And wanting to push
on
ourselves.
On the way home.
But there's something in our brains that is like, oh, that's as much as I can do.
I'm tired. That wore me out.
Oh.
And if your trainer's there, they're like, you got one more in you.
Right?
You got
back on the line.
You got a whole nother set in you.
You got this. Let's go.
And I hate my trainer and I love him so much.
Right? Hurts so good.
I hate going to the gym, but I love having gone.
And when you're done, those endorphins kick in and you are so grateful that you went that extra.
Yeah.
That extra.
You know, it's also funny that when we talk about room for improvement, it mm-hmm. reminds me of our dance that we went and we practiced this dance. First, we learned the steps,
mm-hmm.
and then we practiced this dance for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
And then we had an outside coach come in. So we had our own coach, and then we had another coach come in that had never seen the dance before. But as we're going through the moves and the motions, that coach just pointed out these small little intricate pieces where we could really add flavor and impact. And that,
that made a big difference.
Huge
too.
Difference. Just
those small little micro tweaks.
Where the audience, where we get to connect and have this big impact on our connection with the audience. And I was like, this is something we wouldn't have seen. And our coach was moment with
you
us.
You were like, no, it's already perfect the way it is.
Well, I was
there's no room for improvement.
I was in a space where I was like, I've learned so much. I might be at capacity right now. But that coach came in and said, no, we're only going to tweak it a little bit.
Right.
These little small changes, these small adjustments, because my mind was like, I can't take any more change. But then when she said, we're just going to make these little adjustments.
These pivots.
And then when she said adjustments, I was like, okay, I might can adjust a little bit. I don't want to change anymore, but I can adjust a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I can accept that.
Yeah, you know, that's so good, Jason, because when... You know, at first when he said there's always room for improvement, there was a part of my mind that said, well, are we ever good enough then? I mean, our whole lives, we're always going to be searching for improvement. We're always going to be searching for better, better, better.
Why
better,
can't
better,
I just
better.
Be good enough?
Right? So there's another side to that where we need to accept ourselves where we are as good enough. And yet still have room to grow.
Yeah. And I think that's where it's, you just look at yourself and say, you know what? I am good enough and I am giving it what I've got from where I am.
And yet there's still room for adjustments.
Yes. And tomorrow I can be better. If I can be better tomorrow than I was today, I'm going to feel really good about myself.
Oh my gosh. I feel like already... You know, there was something else he talked about with the lion. Do you remember the whole thing about the lion?
Well, there's a lot that he talked about the lion. And one of them was that the lion doesn't have to say he's a lion. So you don't have to go around professing that you know everything and that you're the badass on the block.
Mm-hmm.
The lion just walks around with the aura of being the lion.
Right.
The knowing, the internal, that knowing and the confidence of being the lion.
Mm-hmm.
But the lion is also not the biggest animal in the jungle. The elephant's bigger than the jungle. The monkey's smarter than the lion. The cheetah is faster than the lion.
Uh-huh.
The snake is more flexible than the lion.
That's true.
So the lion has its weaknesses or doesn't compare itself to the other animals of the jungle. It just relies on its aura, its confidence, and the knowing, and it looks at everything else as dinner.
So it just has a roar.
Yeah, it knows. It just says, hey,
just knows.
This is who I am.
I'm the lion.
This is who I am, and I'm going to walk with this confidence. I'm going to be authentically me, and I will eat you for lunch. I think that's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah.
And yet, Mr. Lion, there's still room for improvement.
And there's still room for improvement. And the lion...
Roar! Let's all roar on that one.
Takes his breaks, takes his naps, and he goes and does his business when he needs to.
You know what else I found very, very interesting was when he was talking about the monkey that is born at the same time as the lion.
And hangs out with the lion.
And hangs out with the lion.
And walks with the lion.
Becomes friends with the lion, grows up with the lion... gets the same amount of respect...
because he walked with the lion.
...as the lion gets. So that made me think... you know what that really made me think of? Not only did it make me think we need to carefully choose our friends wisely. Did that make you think that?
It did.
It also made me... and this is going to sound terrible... but it also made me
get real.
I'm going to be very real. It made me think of Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live. I always think, why do the women think he's so attractive?
Oh, he's hot.
And why does everyone think he's so funny? Because I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's attractive. And why is he so successful?
He must be a lion.
I'm like,
or he's lying.
He's a monkey that's been walking with the lions.
He is a
right?
monkey. Right? Pete Davidson, you're a monkey. I'll tell you to your face. You probably know this. I bet you he's got a tattoo of a monkey. I would almost guarantee you he's got a tattoo of a monkey.
That's what gave me
But you got to respect him. I mean, he's doing his thing.
That's whatever true. It is, he's doing putting it. Himself out
he's
there.
He's doing his thing.
And he probably realizes he has room for improvement.
I'm sure he does.
All right. The biggest room for improvement is...
The biggest room in the world is room for improvement.
Thank you. See, the biggest room for me is to tell a joke. I screwed that up.
And the most powerful nation in the world is imagination.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going... That's
a different podcast.
That's a tap back to another podcast where Jason and I really, really screwed that one up. You'll have to listen to that. Okay. So let's say it again. The biggest room in the world is room for improvement. And a lion doesn't have to roar. The aura does the job itself. Is that it?
Yeah.
Those are the two things that we learned from Dr. Della Toro.
Keep living lucky.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.